This is kind of deep, but the reason it's deep is because it's spiritually related. It's spiritually given, spiritually received or given or whatever you want to say. You see in the Bible, at the great white throne judgment, the books are opened, right? The books are opened. And those who are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life are cast in the lake of fire. They're judged. The Bema Seat of Christ, the Bible talks about books, you know. The books are open and judged by the book. So if we can be judged by a book or a record, if we can be judged by a book, that means we're in a book. We're in a script. We're in a book. We're in a codex. We're in a code. We're characters in the book. If we can be judged by a book, that means we're a book. And we have to line up. And you might say, well, code, codex, book, Bible, goes back to law, compilation of laws, Deuteronomy. So you got to line up, right? You got to line up with the book, because you're going to be judged by the book. Now God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. So if God looks on the heart, then the heart is related to the outside. Doctrine determines behavior. Your beliefs, your acts should line up with the truth. It's a compilation of laws in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's a compilation of the law being written on the tablet of your heart. If we can be judged by a book, that means we're in a book. We are the book, in a way. We're characters in the script. Your script. Scripture. That's why all the actors, the actors, memorize the script, right? They say, I get that script and I memorize it. They memorize the script. So let me say it again. If we're judged by a book, the Lamb's Book of Life, that means we're in a book. If we're written into the Lamb's Book of Life, that means you're in a book now. He told Moses to build that temple according to the pattern, right? And if you look up the word law, it's bringing things into order. But also, if you look up the word law and break it into parts and unfold it, you'll see that it means that you can actually see the whole in the parts. You can see the whole in the parts. So when Moses built the temple, he was showing you a pattern of the heavens. So the code is built into the temple. The code is built into the houses and the buildings, you know. When I first started deep research, it was like somebody said, you know, the Freemasons put the code in all the buildings, the 2x4s and everything. And I knew that was probably, there was some truth to that. But it's not the Freemasons, it's God. Everything follows a pattern. You know, when they make a 2x4, it's not really 2x4. It's not, instead of 2 inches by 4 inches, that's not the real width and diameter. Or depth, or whatever you want to say. It's not really a 2x4. It's like 1 5/8 by 3 5/8. I'm not saying that's exactly what it is, but it's something like that. You can see the parts in the hull. It's a fractal. It's a pattern. It's a hologram. It's holographic. And so, how does that relate to the Lamb's book? Because Jesus came down here and he walked. He walked the way to show us the way. And he told us, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. Pray for your enemy. Don't try to harm your enemy. See, the Wiccans want to make you bitter, and the narcissists want to make you bitter. Because if you get bitter and unforgiveness and you hate, if you hate somebody, you're out of the pattern. You're not in the pattern, and you get judged to get back in the pattern. God will judge his own. So the pattern is a fractal holographic pattern, and it's about your heart. Because God is writing on the tablet of your heart in the church. The unsaved, they fear the law. Why do they fear the law? Because they know they're not right. They know they're doing wrong. The letter killeth. They're dead. They can only recognize what they are. They're dead. They can't understand the spirit of the law because they're not alive. They're dead. The reason the unsaved, the narcissists, the Jezebels, the reason they lie and cheat and steal and all that stuff, the reason they do that, because they're dead. They're gaslighting other people because they're gaslighted. They're in delusion. And so if their frequency is delusion and that's what's in them, then the only thing they know is delusion, and the only thing they can quantum connect with is delusion. So they believe the lies. So my point is, because they have the spirit of error. The spirit of error is in them, in their heart, in their mind, in their soul. The spirit of error. So they can only connect with the spirit of error. That's why the Democrats believe abortion's okay. They believe to change marriage. That's why they believe that. Because they have the spirit of error. What else do they believe? The abortion issue, the marriage issue, what else do they believe that are just obvious? That the reason they can't hear us, they want socialism. Those are the three big ones. They want socialism when it's a sacrificial redemptive system. But they don't want to sacrifice, but they want you to sacrifice, just like a Pentecostal. You ask a Pentecostal, say, can you lose your salvation? And they'll say, no. And you'll say, what about me? Can I look? And they'll say, yeah. Because they have the spirit of error and self-worship and self-glory. They're not convicted of sin. They're not convicted of sin. But that's what the letter does, convicts them of sin. Because if they admit they're a sinner, then they, in their mind, they might as well jump off a bridge, you see, because they're not perfect. They're sinners, and their sin stinks to the eye. They can't admit being a sinner. I'm looking at the sky right now, and it looks like an ocean. It's like dark blue, and then there's just a line going across, and it's like a wave. It's like white, a dark blue, light blue, and some clouds horizontal. It's like a wave. It's like the ocean. Waters above, waters below. The pattern has to hold. So you're a script. You're a character in the script. Your script. Script's your. And you're repeating. You're playing out the Bible, his story in your story. And it's a holographic fractal. And so he's trying to use the letter and the spirit, which is both from the word. Everything's a derivative of the word, logos. So the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Because it's a double sword, right? When you're in the flesh, the word is the letter killing you. When you're in the spirit, the word is the spirit sharpening you. Iron sharpens iron. So those that are in the flesh, they're being cut. The flesh is being cut out. Those in the spirit, they're being cut, but they're being cut in a good way. They're being sharpened. Their senses are sharpened. Their spirit is sharpened. Their mind is sharpened. I wonder if I can go inside McDonald's for breakfast. Take out only service. That must have mean I can go inside, grab some breakfast. I'm getting up 30 minutes early for the coronavirus so I can make some more money doing a new plan with some Uber stuff. It is what it is. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. What is my point? If you're gonna be judged by a book, it means you're a book. And if you're a book, your character has to line up with the script. Hello?